Ruth. Chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate, and sat down there, and, behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one! Turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside, and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, Sit down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that is come again out of the country of Moab, sells a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advise you, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants, and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it, but if you will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides you, and I am after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, The day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must buy it also from Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead through his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance, redeem you my right to yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning exchanging, for to confirm all things, a man took off his shoe, and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for yourself. So he took off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders, and unto all the people, You are witnesses this day, that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. Moreover Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead through his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of this place, you were witnesses this day. And all the people that were at the gate, and the elders, said, We are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, which did build the house of Israel, and may you do worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore unto Judah, of the children which the Lord shall give you of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto you a restorer of your life, and a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than 7 sons, has borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women her neighbors gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed, he is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David.